Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Car Audio Theater.
Hi everyone, I'm doing a quick recording in the car because there's just no way I'm going to get a podcast recorded and I'm not going to get the second episode of the Norse Tales done tonight. Driving home from the mountains, setting my wife up camping, and it's 11:15 at night. Another 45 minutes until I get home, and then I just got to edit and cut and paste. Well, you guys are podcasters. You guys know what it's like. Well, maybe. You probably all have better setups than I do. I'm recording into a Zoom H2, and when I get home, I'll pull the memory card out and throw it in the laptop and do a quick mono edit, cut down, and then throw it up onto the website. And hopefully I remember how to do all that stuff, and I don't have to bug Nutty, and it'll all be good. I've been podcasting for a long time, but I've never had my own feed, so I've never done any of that stuff on my own. I tried during the dog days of podcasting at Christmas time there. I got 6 episodes out before my laptop basically imploded, and I had to stop. But this year, this go-round should be better. I did the dog days of podcasting, I don't know if it was the second or the third year, and I made it about halfway through that one. And then lost the mojo. I was doing audiobook reviews and it was so much work, and that's why I'm going to do reading of stories this time, because someone else already wrote them. Excuse me. So I don't have to come up with anything creative. I can just read it and be done with it. So yeah, there's that. But yeah, so I took my wife out camping with her 3 kids this afternoon. Well, I took them out at 4. Campground was only supposed to be about an hour and 15 minutes away, but because of Google Maps and putting us on the wrong side of the lake, it ended up being more like 2 hours to get there. And then the setup, and I had everything set up and I thought it was good, and then they came by, the park people came by and said that I had set one of the tents up on the grass because there was asphalt everywhere and I couldn't get the tent pegs in through the asphalt. But we're in a provincial park and it's protected by the government, yada yada yada, and basically they warned me that if I left the tent there, the conservation people might come through, and if they didn't like it or didn't like what was going on, they'd make my wife move it. And they've done it in the middle of the night apparently, so I didn't want to leave her with that. So then I had to try and figure out how to put this tent in. It's one of those ones where the fly over top of the tent actually holds the tent itself down, so you can't even sort of fake it with the posts or the spikes. You have to put those things into the dirt. I'm finally managed to get that thing all staked out and back in the vehicle to drive home, and yeah, it's just too late. So, but good news is, on the drive out there and on the drive back, I got to listen to lots of podcasts, catch up on everybody's stuff. There's nothing sitting in my podcatcher feed at the moment. Last one I listened to was Justin. Man, a detached retina, I don't wish that on anybody. That sucks, man. I know a couple people have had oil put in their eye for a detached retina, and no one has ever said it's a pleasant experience, so I feel for you there. David Jacob, wow, I can't believe that somebody would do that, especially, you know, you even telling them that, you know, you have another opportunity that you're going to have to turn down, and them totally being, well, a dick. That guy's a dick. Letting that guy be a dick. I would have punched him, but yeah, I've never been in that position, so yikes. What else I hear? I listened to T. Morris. Awesome to hear from you, sir. You and I think it was Evo Terra, and I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look at the book. Maybe it was Chuck Tomasi way, way back. Hi, Chuck. Who wrote the first Podcasting for Dummies book that I got. I think I got the second edition. I got that for my podcasting course I took way, way back with Seth Harwood and the ABCs of podcasting. I learned everything but how to put it online. So it probably says so how to do that in the book, but I never got to that chapter. I did not say I was a good student. Good to hear the thread snippings. Good to hear the all the stuff. Sorry, you know, you want to say everything and you're thinking of everybody, and then you start recording and then my mind just goes blank. I don't have any notes to work off of, so if I all of a sudden just, oh yeah, that guy, like Michael Butler, the Rock and Roll Geek Show, it's a Rock and Roll Geek train wreck, him. Yeah, dude. Awesome to hear you again, sir. And love the awesome rock and roll music. Chiaki, where are you? Why aren't you doing this? I love your Japanese metalhead show. You got to put it in the feed, man. We need you. Good to hear everybody. I have to admit, I've listened to the Dog Days of Podcasting and listened to every single episode anybody ever put out. There was one guy I didn't listen to about 2 years ago. But anyway, everybody other than that one guy, I listened to all of the episodes. So I kind of feel like I've been participating since I heard about it. But I've certainly been actively listening since I heard about it. And yeah, last year when Tabitha joined, I saw on Facebook that she's doing her podcast. Maybe it's loaded and I just don't have it yet, but super awesome to hear from her and all of her cool stuff that she was talking about last year, and I hope to hear more neat stuff. Yeah, just super excited to be a part of it this year and have an opportunity to get the voice out there. Don't typically actually use my own voice on podcasts, as anybody who knows me knows. So, yeah, I say a lot of ums and ahs, I think. But it's a lot easier not to do that when you're working off of a script. Yeah. What else? Sort of feel like I have to keep talking until I get home, but that's a long podcast. And I said this was going to be a short one, so we're not going to do that. Who else is there? Who else have we listened to and enjoyed? Oh, yes, the Megapod Podplastic Podcastic people. Well, yes, we listened to you. Actually, yeah, I was listening to you guys while I was doing some work around the house towards the fence there. Your quick sort of audiobook review of Ready Player One. I just finished that audiobook a couple of days ago, read by Will Wheaton. Great book. Good audiobook. Not necessarily Will's best audiobook, but definitely a 4 out of 5, and the book itself is a 5 out of 5. Kind of funny how that ties in with the whole nostalgia podcast that Nutty had there with Jason Banks and Jen from the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. Kind of, you know, you guys being pro nostalgia and anti, it's all tying together. I get the feeling that everybody's sort of in the same spot. How much more of our childhood will you take and repackage and try and sell me at higher costs because I have more money these days to buy those things? You know, I'm just waiting until we see Punky Brewster make her comeback, or Alf, you know. Having said that, I don't feel like Ready Player One is playing on nostalgia too much. It's just a really awesome story, and really exciting. And I can't wait to see it as a movie. I think it's going to be awesome. With the CG that we can do these days, and just some of the scenes and some of the things that happen in it, I'm super excited to see that on the big screen. So, who else did I listen to? Who else did we listen to and enjoy? No, who else did we listen to? We listened to Mark. Good to have the Encaffeinated One back again with his deep baritone voice. Something that I cannot copy or emulate. Just not possible to get down that deep and low. That is truly awesome. Jules, I think I said Jules Watts already.
Who else did we listen to? I don't remember. There's just so many of them. What'd they say, like 26 or something?
Yes, I'm sure they said 26 participants, and people have joined up after. Yes, Charlotte Kennedy, she joined up just recently. Oh, right, and Ken Kennedy, you can't forget about him.
Right, yeah, and Craig Stepp, and all the awesome people who... Sorry, like I said, you start driving, I start thinking I'm going to say awesome stuff about all of you because I have awesome things to say about all of you, and then drawing a blank. Listening to Miss Melissa, the bathtub mermaid. Can't forget her. Can't forget anybody. If I forgot you, it is nothing personal. Like I said, I'm driving and I just can't think right now. I can't remember. Yeah, you know. An example. I don't personally, but for my wife, I bought her a Yeti cup. based on the endorsement from the Rock and Roll Geek Show and from Chiaki, and she loves it. It's the best cup she's ever owned, and I'm rolling with a Rocky Mountain Growler, which I think is a knockoff, but I got that one first before I found out I could get Yeti it here in Canada. And every time I make coffee, think of Nathan Lowell and the quarter share and all of that, the way he would go on about how you had to clean the coffee pot and everything like that. And I always think about that when I'm making coffee in my Bodum because I don't have a percolator. Yeah, so basically that's all I got to say, and I'm just going to keep rambling. So without further ado, we will bid you a good evening and a good day, or whenever this podcast finds your ear holes.